I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
My father was the oldest son of Ernest Hemingway. It was kind of like the Kennedy family. The Kennedys had these horrible tragedies, and we were sort of the other American family that had this horrible curse.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are proud to welcome Mariel Hemingway of the new documentary Running From Crazy. Ms. Hemingway is the granddaughter of legendary writer Ernest Hemingway and is an Academy Award-nominated actress best known for her work in such films as Lipstick, Manhattan, and Star 80. Over the next segment, Mariel Hemingway will candidly discuss her family's history of mental illness and her own journey of discovery depicted in the new documentary Running From Crazy, which premieres Sunday, April 27th at 9 p.m. on the OWN Network. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to probe the darkness, feel free to step into a new light as we run away from a tumultuous past to be present in the present. Mariel, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, your personal and family story is featured in the documentary film Running From Crazy, which premieres Sunday, April 27th at 9 p.m. on the OWN Network. Mariel, tell us about Running From Crazy and what the film explores about your family's history.
Well, it is, it's about, you know, really trying to dig into your family, into your heritage, so that you can understand them better, understand why you made the choices you made, why I made my choices, why my sisters made the choices they made, why my grandfather was this incredible writer and incredibly talented, and why he made the choices he made. And I think that, you know, I come to a lot of different conclusions by understanding and sort of unraveling, you know, that there was a lot of addiction and there was this, and that plays a part in you know, suicide and instability. It doesn't, you know, it may not play a part in everybody's situation, but the whole point of doing this was so that other people would feel as though they could tell their story so that healing can begin. Because I'm a big believer that once we tell our story and we sort of get over our stories, or like once we voice it, then you can actually start the healing process, which has a lot to do with everything you do in your life. The simple things. How do you wake up in the morning? Do you take time to go outside and be in nature? What do you eat? Do you drink water? Do you know how to breathe? So as kind of superficial as that sounds, those are important elements to our mental balance and mental health. And that's my passion, is getting that out there, that message that we all can take responsibility for our lives and for where we come from, and we're all not alone. That's really important. That's the important message of this film. We are not alone. The story can be told, and you can probably relate to certain aspects of my own story.
Right, of course, you mentioned it, and as you state in the film, your grandfather, Ernest Hemingway, he battled tremendous mental illness. Tell us about his struggles, and how did his choices specifically affect your family throughout the years?
Well, my grandfather was incredible, and here's the beautiful thing about learning more about your family, is that you realize, so I was dealt some dark stuff, but I was also dealt with some incredible, extraordinary talent and this great light of creativity, and I feel blessed that I come from this family. It's a wonderful family. So it's about understanding both aspects of it. But my grandfather, as extraordinary a writer as he was, he definitely had some darkness, and I believe a lot of it has to do with the fact that he drank a lot in a time where nobody thought that was that bad for you, you know. So it's about understanding. But he also drank a lot because he was a deep thinker, and sometimes deep thinkers, deep creators, you know, wonderful talents such as he was, you know, feel as though they're not valid unless they are living on the edge. So it's about understanding that aspect of human nature.
Also, your sister Margot, she sort of emulated him in many respects. How important was Margot to you in your life? And did this film help give you a different perspective about her and her life?
Oh, absolutely. Margot is very important to me in my life because, not that we had the closest relationship while she was alive, but because I was so fearful that I would end up being addicted or make choices like she would make, I was so adamant that I wouldn't make those choices. But after making the film and seeing some of the footage that, you know, there was 43 hours of unseen, uncut footage that is used in the film. We don't use, obviously, 43 hours, don't worry. It's only a 99-minute film. Seeing her and seeing the pain that she was in and really understanding her journey, that's been a very powerful kind of enlightenment for me. Like, oh, having that kind of awareness about her just helped me to understand myself and why I was making the choices I was making. And I was very fortunate to make healthy choices and find a life that means I'm thriving and that I'm acting more and I'm doing things that I really love. So it's, you know, sometimes we have to dig into darkness to find light.
So you don't necessarily believe in the concept of predestiny, that basically you can shape your own destiny.
Do believe that you can shape your own destiny, but you have to be diligent. You also have to be very willing to look at all aspects. We have to look at the shadow side in order to understand how much light there is and that you can make different choices. You can't blindly make different choices without understanding, you know, the history, without understanding your roots. I think that's very important because in order to make informed decisions, you have to be informed.
Right. And in terms of breaking cycles, tell us about your family, your daughters, and what you are doing in your lives in order to break those cycles.
I don't think there's a cycle. I suppose there was a cycle, according to some, but I don't feel as though I've passed that on to my children. I don't feel afraid that I am going to fall prey to any kind of horrible darkness. Because of the lifestyle choices I make, because of the life I choose to live, because I'm very honest about where I come from, what I'm doing, and hopefully where I'm going. But it's a constant process. I mean, living life, I think, is such a joyous adventure, but you have to be mindful in each and every step of the journey. You have to be mindful of what you're doing each and every day.
Which brings us to the subject of spirituality. Do you think that someone can truly break through their issues without spirituality?
You know, I think anybody can do anything if they put their mind to it. And I think that without spirituality, call it what you will, there's some belief in something. Because I think the human condition is that we have to believe in something. And if you don't believe in something, then you're going to have a hard time relating or comparing. But spirituality, I'm a big believer in that. I mean, whatever that means for me, it's nature. It's believing that God is everywhere, especially in nature and outside. And having that belief in something bigger than myself means that I can do anything if I give it the attention, and awareness, and also understand that at some level we are guided, you know, by whatever you believe in, and it doesn't have to be specific to any kind of religion, but spirituality means that there is a connection, and I think that that's an important kind of awareness.
So, Muriel, going through this journey and process, what have you learned most?
I've learned through this process that, you know, I am my best teacher, my best healer, my best guru, my best nutritionist, my best trainer. I know what's right for me. And the most important thing about this has been that by knowing what's right for me, because nobody can tell you what's right for you except you, and I shared that passion with other people. I speak around the country to many different organizations and groups, whether it be for mental health and wellness or illness, or it's just, well-being. But I share with people that we all know what's right for us, and sometimes we need to be given permission to say, I can take the reins of my own life and make a difference by the choices that I make. But you know, a lot of times people don't have the courage or the faith that they can do that.
Right.
And, you know, just by living the life that I've led, I'm like, look, I've been down many different roads, and I can honestly say that we're self-healing, self-reliant, and self-sustaining, and we want to be healthy and well. But we are the orchestrators of that, and it's kind of like stepping into your power, and I really believe that everybody can do it.
Mariel, where can people find out more about yourself and Running From Crazy online?
Well, Running From Crazy, obviously it's going to show this coming Sunday, April 27th at 9 p.m., but you can also learn more about me on the www.runningwithnature.com, which is my site with my partner, Bobby Williams, also on mariellehemingway.com, and that's Hemingway with one M. you can read about what I'm doing. I'm acting. I'm producing films. I'm creating a television project. There's all kinds of things that I'm doing, and I'm speaking around the country about health and wellness and, you know, inspirational stuff so that you can own your own life. It's not about me. It's about you. It's about everybody out there knowing that they're extraordinary, and I want to help people to find the power within them.
That's great. Mariel Hemingway of Running From Crazy, a new documentary film which premieres Sunday, April 27th at 9 p.m. on the OWN Network. Mariel, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
I sure will, Jim. Thank you.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonbeth.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.